There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Live weekend. We're setting up your weekend, giving you things to do on Thursday, Friday and Saturday so you can get out about, do everything that is to offer in Dubai.
Yeah, there's plenty going on, and if you miss them on December the 31st, then they're still showing. I'm talking about the Burj Khalifa, the laser light show. It's still going on. In fact, it's going to be happening tonight at 10 o'clock. And also on Friday and Saturday night as well. And it's established a new Guinness World Record, do you know? It's for the largest light and sound show on a single building. And it beats the standard that was set in Hong Kong in 2013. So you're seeing a world record.
Exactly. And now, if you want to go down and watch it, you also have the chance to try on some unlimited tacos. So Loka, you know, it's famous for having the best guacamole in town.
Yeah.
Now there's another reason you can go there. They have a taco room where you can enjoy a 3-hour package of build your own tacos with a choice of beef, chicken or fish and a host of fillings for $149 per person. And it also comes with, you can sit outside and watch the Burj Khalifa views, so you can watch the laser show over the weekend.
Sounds brilliant. So that is definitely an idea to do tonight, tomorrow, or indeed on Saturday if you fancy it. Now, if you're into your live music, you can catch this guy. I love his voice, a breakout artist. He's going to be at White Dubai, which is over there at Maidan. His name is Parson James.
And I need your love. I need you here with me. And I don't care about much else. And I know it's hard for 5 million reasons, but I don't think I could wait. When I'm feeling your love, it's like a wind that blows. I can't give up and I can't let go. Oh, when I'm broken down and I'm bruised, I'm gonna give myself back home to you. Only you. Only you.
Oh, he's right in the groove, is that guy, isn't he? Spot on with that tune. That's his recent release on his own, Only You. But he also featured on a tune called Stole the Show?
Yes, by Kygo. I mean, if you think his voice is familiar, it's because he was on that brilliant track by Kygo. And he's performing live tonight at White for their weekly Bizarre, #Bizarre night. So that's from 11 p.m. and door policies apply there.
Sounds good. Now, if you haven't overdosed on fireworks yet, or maybe you missed them on New Year's Eve, well, there's another chance to catch them. In fact, there's several going to be going on around town, all throughout the Dubai Shopping Festival, which is on through until January the 27th. There'll be fireworks at the beach on JBR at 9:30 on Thursday and Friday. You can also catch them in the sky at 8:30 p.m. at Al Seif, and then at one of my favourite hangouts at the moment. I love going here. That's La Mer. You can see them at 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, so fireworks all over Dubai if you're interested. But another thing that's happening this weekend, starting this weekend actually, until the 16th of January, is the Avatar-themed Cirque du Soleil show.
Yeah, now, I was going to ask you, but I thought, I better not. You know, I don't want to appear to be rude. Why you coloured your face blue when you came in today? I thought it's a bit odd, you know, but, you know, whatever turns you on, I suppose.
Well, there's a reason behind it. I had a backstage tour of the Avatar Avatar-themed Toruk, the first flight. It's a new Cirque du Soleil show. It's going to run at the Dubai World Trade Center from tonight until the 16th of January. And it's a prologue to the Na'vi world, you know, based on the James Cameron film Avatar.
Yeah.
So it's all about your blue paints and your blue costumes. And they've got this great puppets, you know, put out everywhere. You know, the Toruk is actually the animal that the character rides at the end of Avatar. You know, this orange one. So that's Toruk, basically. So the story is about what happened before Avatar started, the movie. So it's the events that take place before the movie set.
And you actually stood on the stage, didn't you? You
I
actually
did, yeah.
Is it kind of a center stage, or is it one big stage?
It's a wide stage.
Yeah.
Apparently, I was asking, and the characters run for 14 kilometers. If they're running around it, because they have to. And it's like a rectangular stage. It's massive, very, very wide. And the seats going all around it.
Yeah.
And apparently, even the tiles, everything that was grey, I've posted this on Dubai Eye 103.8 FM on Instagram, by the way, if you'd like to have a look.
Okay.
And the stage, basically, it's all grey, but it's got these projections everywhere, and they're the ones that put all the colours and images onto this grey. And everything, including the tiles, has been shipped in. So nothing, you know, everything is built. They travel with everything. It looks like it's going to be a great performance. And during this backstage tour, I spoke to Jenny Mallet, and she's the publicist for Toruk. And she says a bit about what we can expect.
We do have 5 Na'vi clans on this show. So they have a base layer, which is the blue costume that you'll see there with bioluminescent and glow in the dark and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll have different headpieces and different accessories like skirts and necklaces that they'll wear to portray each clan. So we've got some that are inspired by flowers and some by insects, everything by nature, because it needs to look like it was made for Na'vi hands. It's a show inspired by James Cameron's movie Avatar that you might have seen.
Of course.
So of course we do find these Na'vi beings that you've seen in the show.
Mm-hmm.
They are very tall, where human beings are not. We are in a large scale arena show, so they actually tweaked the costume to make the torso look longer, and then we have the headpieces that adds a bit of height.
Okay.
And throughout the set we have some inflatable mats so that they can do some not human jumps and acrobatic movements, so it looks a little bit otherworldly.
It's incredible. Cirque du Soleil blows me away every time I've seen it, you know. And I was lucky enough trip to Montreal to visit their headquarters there, and it's almost like a university of Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, so we did have a big chat about how long they've been preparing for this. Even, you know, if she mentioned the height of the characters, and so I did ask her about that as well. But we're going to have all of that, all those details for you on Monday, the full backstage tour, including chats with one of the puppeteers and a cast member about their preparations. So that's on Monday on the ticket. So tune in then if you want to know more about Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, so it starts tonight, opens tonight at the Dubai World Trade Center through until the 16th. Tickets start from £295 online or even at the box office.
So that's your Thursday options that you can do on Thursday. Now let's head on to Friday, and there's something called Full Moon Friday happening. If you head down to the Dubai Knowledge Park for the first full moon of 2018, it starts with a Hatha yoga class followed by Yin yoga and Yoga Nidra, and ends with a singing bowl meditation as the full moon rises.
Sounds good. Donations of a minimum of 50 dirhams are encouraged to help raise funds for Dubai Cares and their work to help educate children in detention camps in Lebanon. So that starts at 3 p.m. at Knowledge Village Park next to the Wollongong University on Friday.
And if you are heading out of Dubai this weekend, then and you want to spend some time at the airport and you're not really keen on the shopping or going to the duty free, then maybe you can bounce around. There's a new way to kill time at Terminal 3. There's Bounce, the biggest trampoline and entertainment park in the Middle East. They've located themselves in the winter wonderland of the terminal, which also is home to a giant gingerbread burj, and that's for the festive season. And it might be worth leaving an extra hour early to fit in some pre-flight trampolining, so you can get fit before you get onto your flight.
Yeah, I wouldn't have anything to eat before you do that. Eat after. Yeah, it's at Terminal 3, by the way, Dubai International Airport. Open 24 hours. It'll cost you 50 dirhams for half an hour and 80 for the full hour. Now, do you want to watch the UAE play a man in the Gulf Cup finals?
Yeah,
yes.
We heard yesterday that Emirates have an A380 reserved just for fans who are going to Kuwait to watch the UAE play in the finals, by the way. But if you can't make the trip to Kuwait, then worry not. out. You can watch it live from 9 p.m. and that's on Friday.
Also, the Dubai Police Parade is going to be happening Friday. A number of events are going to be held in the Emirates to mark the Dubai Police Academy candidates' graduation ceremony. There'll be parades, luxury car and motorbike shows, music bands, there's horse riding shows as well. And those are just a few of the attractions that are lined up between January the 4th through until the 7th. The bulk of the action is going to take place at Global Village, City Walk, JBR, Mohammed bin Rashid Boulevard, also Dubai Festival City and Kite Beach, and also over in Hatter as well. And you can find more details about that event on the ARN News Centre app. We're going to come back with more events happening on Friday and indeed on Saturday right here on Live Weekend. Yeah, each and every week, once we hear that mix of music, we know the weekend is well and truly upon us. Of course, we were talking in part one about Cirque du Soleil and Turok opening its doors tonight. And thanks, Adil, for your text saying you've had the privilege of watching two Cirque shows in Vegas. That was O, and at the Bellagio and Le Rive at the Wynn. Absolutely unbelievable.
La Rêve.
Le
the
Rêve.
Dream.
Oh, that's French, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Of course, they speak French there, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for your text, Adil, and I'm sure you're going to be going along to see Turok as well.
Yeah. Let us know if you are going to watch it and tell us how you liked it. Now, moving on to Friday, and so far we've seen a couple of things that you can get up to, including a free yoga, watch the UAE play Oman in the Gulf Cup finals, bounce around Dubai airport, there's a Dubai police parade, and now we're heading out of Dubai into Oman. So if you fancy going away for the weekend, then you can head to Oman. Muscat is just a 4-hour drive from Dubai, and you can stay the night on Thursday and then head to Wadi TV with UB Cool and Rove for a Wadi TV adventure. And Heather Duncan, she's the events coordinator at UB Cool.
Live Weekend.
We are going to the amazing Wadi TV in Oman. It's about 1.5 hours drive south of Muscat City, and in the Wadi we'll be abseiling, we'll be climbing, swimming, scrambling over rocks. Basically, it's a natural playground, which makes it such an incredible place to go.
So what are the prices like if we're heading down?
So the price is $122 per person, and that price includes trained and certified guides, which is definitely advisable in a place like this. It will include all your safety equipment required, because you'll be abseiling and things like this, so you need proper ropes, you need a life jacket for swimming, and the price also includes a traditional Omani-style grilled lunch.
That sounds good then, if you fancy a trip out to Oman. But if the nightlife is more your style, then you can party the night away Ibiza-style at Soho Garden at Maidan. And this is going to be happening every Friday with Cafe Mambo starting this week. And it features the famous Mambo Brothers. Well, that's a little taster of the music that you can expect. There's going to be many international DJs coming over to perform over the next few months, and it's happening from 5 p.m. through until 3 o'clock in the morning. And good news for that one, it's free entry.
Oh, wow.
So you can't go wrong with that. Now, also happening in town, moving on to Saturday, we've got Right Market. They're back. You can pick up a bargain at Right Market. The popular farmers market returns to the Barsha Pond Park. And we spoke to Louise, who is the head of events at Ripe, and she told us a little bit how the market has evolved from its beginnings in 2011.
Yeah, it was. It was 2011 that we started. So the Ripe Markets are a community-led business, and we look to support the local SMEs that we have in the UAE. And we've expanded in the terms of vendor numbers and visitors each week, but we can also be found in many more locations than it was when we first started.
She also went on to tell us what kind of produce is actually going to be at the market on Saturday.
Okay, so we'll have the Ripe Organic Stand, which is there every weekend. That obviously sells organic and locally sourced fruit and vegetables, all of our superfoods, milk, eggs, and much, much more. We can also have some cool and tasty food concepts that we've got, but you can also buy organic skincare, fashion, kids' toys, home decor, jewellery, and so much more, all produced by local SMEs. We also have some really cool activations for all ages as well.
So it's a family day out, would you say?
Absolutely a family day. Yeah, there's something for all ages and everyone.
So how long will the market be running at the Barsha Pond Park, and what are the timings?
So we'll be at Barsha every Saturday until April, and we're open from 12 till 9, but the organic stand is actually open from 10 till 9.
And can we find Ripe at any other locations in the city?
Absolutely. We're in Zabio Park every Friday from 9 till 4, and we actually run a market in Abu Dhabi as well every Saturday in Umala Murat Park, but we will also be having some really cool pop-ups in the next few months. So I would just say to everyone to keep your eyes peeled on our social media for more information.
So there we are. That's the Barsha Pond Park with Ripe.
Yeah, Barsha Pond Park. It's really interesting. Like, I've been to Ripe Market at Zabil and I really enjoyed
it. Yeah, I have, yeah.
But I really like the Barsha Pond Park because I'm actually learning how to cycle, and I go there to learn.
You left it a bit late, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I never learned it as a kid, and okay. I feel like I really need it right now.
Yeah.
And it's such a gorgeous place. It's got a little lake in the middle, like a fountain. Beautiful place to walk around, beautiful park. And if you're probably there, not on the weekend, but on the weekdays, you'll probably find me cycling around, falling down.
Right, some Struthi spotting on two wheels. If she falls off, go and pick her up in Barsha Park.
Yeah, maybe just don't take any videos and, you know, post it anywhere.
Right. Anyway, that's happening, as I said, Ripe, 12 p.m. through until 9 p.m. Saturday, this coming Saturday, January the 6th.
Another thing that you can check out this weekend is you can go to the Dubai Garden Glow. Now, it's one of the city's most Instagrammable spots thanks to its colourful glow-in-the-dark structures. It's open for the third season, and it's also added Dubai's first ice park to its list of attractions. As well as the new ice park, there are new magical nights area littered with illuminated animal sculptures and a laser effect and light show. So that's Dubai Garden Glow Zabil Park 2. It starts from 4 p.m. until midnight. 60 dirhams, and you need extra 40 dirhams if you'd like to go to the ice park.
And while you're there, you might as well grab your binoculars and head up to the Dubai Frame. The newest landmark, of course, in town. It just opened on New Year's Day. You can view views of old and new Dubai from the 150-metre-high sky glass bridge. It's comprised of two towers. I'm sure you've all seen it and driven past it. It lights up at night. And it's open from 10 in the morning through until 7 o'clock at night, priced at 50 dirhams for adults and 20 for children.
Yeah, it's really great. I actually had the chance to go up there before it opened, so it was still under construction.
Yeah.
And I saw how beautiful it was with the whole new Dubai on one side and old Dubai on the other side.
Right.
So, but I'm really interested to go and see now with the whole sky view, because you're literally walking on glass and you can look down and see everything below you. I mean, it's not obviously not one for people who are scared of heights.
Yeah, like me.
But it's a great adventure to see old Dubai, present Dubai, new Dubai. You know, just see Dubai progressing through the time with your own eyes, like live right there.
I think it's a lovely structure. I'll be happy to stay on the ground and watch it change colour while you go up there. Now, one for the children, recycle creatively with art. The recycling of paper, cardboard, etc. into exquisite collage artworks at the workshop.
Yeah, the children can choose different colourful materials to creatively construct an idea, which will help them learn colour combination and distribution. And it also raises awareness about recycling, reusing and about the environment. So the materials that they use include boxes from the tea boxes, biscuit, chocolate, tissue, cereal boxes, perfumes, etc. They use paper and cardboard. They use bags, calendars, scissors and a liquid white glue, which dries clear.
Mm. So it's happening at 6 p.m. through until 8 p.m. at the workshop. You'll find it on Al-Wasl Road. And it's kind of aimed at kids between 8 and 12 years of age. And it's 100 dirhams a session.
Yeah, so that's your live weekend for you. Mark, anything that's caught your fancy this weekend?
Definitely, I like the look of Cirque du Soleil. I think, you know, I mean, we spoke to the Alchemy Project, Sia from Alchemy Projects here in the studio. And, you know, he was saying that this is probably the most... kind of the biggest ever Cirque du Soleil that they've undertaken anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's like taking things to a next level.
Yeah, apparently they travel around with 100 people 41 performers, and they've got, I think she said, 68 cartons or like tons of stuff that they, so four flights full of things that they have to travel
with. I hope they don't forget something in Montreal and have to fly back and get it.
Oh, I hope not. I mean, can you imagine?
No.
It must be so stressful. But it sounds like a great production, and it's on until the 16th. So it's definitely one of those things you shouldn't miss. It sounds like something that we have to go down and see. You know, it's such a great opportunity.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.